Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. California's Employment Development Department was too slow delivering unemployment insurance payments to roughly 5 million workers during the pandemic. That's from a new report by the Legislative Analyst's Office. KQED's Farida Jabala Romero has more.
Employers pay for the state's unemployment insurance program through payroll taxes. Chas Alamo with the Legislative Analyst's Office says that's a big reason why the EDD listens to employers. Employees, not so much.
EDD, in many respects, administratively, sees businesses as their primary customer.
The same goes, he says, for the federal government, which pays for the costs of running the program. And the feds emphasize preventing fraud, but the agency adopted policies that slowed down service for many valid claims. In a statement, an EDD spokesperson wrote the agency will review the report's suggestions to speed up service delivery. I'm Farida Jabala Romero, KQED News.
The number of homeless veterans in Santa Cruz County has more than doubled since 2019. That's according to new county data from a count done earlier this year. The point-in-time count found there are at least 2,200 unhoused people overall in Santa Cruz County, most of them unsheltered. That's a 6% jump from 2019. One piece of good news, there was a decrease in overall homelessness among families. In sports, one was the loneliest number in baseball last night. The A's lost 1-0 to the Angels at home. The Giants won 1-0 in San Diego. More of both series tonight, 6:40. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.